We hear again our Lord's word from Romans chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forth as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. And then Paul's last verse, for we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. In the name of Jesus. If a pastor were to preach only one sermon, what would it be? If a pastor were to preach only one sermon, this would be it. What we just heard from Paul, that by the law no person is justified in God's sight. By the law comes the knowledge of sin. Not good works, not good motivation, not power to love, but by the law, the knowledge of sin. The law always accuses. But then Paul says God has manifested to us a righteousness different, a righteousness apart from the law, a righteousness not earned by the sinner, but given to the sinner by God, and which the sinner receives, not by any works or worthiness, but by faith, by holding on to the promise in Christ. So the sinner then is justified by God, pure grace, and this is through the redeeming blood of Christ Jesus. This means, as Paul says, that God is just, and in Christ Jesus, he is the justifier. He is your justifier. He justifies the sinner, declaring the sinner righteous, and the sinner holds on to that oath from God by faith. To be clear then, Paul ends it, the sinner is justified by faith apart from works of the law. So that's the sermon. If a pastor were to give just one sermon, that's it. But there is only one sermon. If we were teachers of the law, there would be many sermons. How to love more, for Paul reminds us that love is the summation of the law. Sermons, many in the law, how to comport yourself in public to look like a Christian. How to make up for a major sin. How to make up for a minor sin. How to give offerings. How to live ethically. How to make Christian decisions. On and on it would go. The law never stops. If our Lord gave us to be teachers of the law, the sermons would be endless. The pressure of the law, unremitting. The guilt, inconsolable. But we have only one sermon. By the law, no one is justified in God's sight. By the law, we know our sin. We know not good works by the law, not good motivation, not the power to love. It's the knowledge of our sin. The law always accuses. So God, in his grace, Paul says, has manifested to us the other righteousness, the true righteousness, the only righteousness for the sinner that is apart from the law. The righteousness God gives as gift, received by the sinner in faith in Christ Jesus. Again, Paul says, the sinner is justified by faith apart from works of the law, Romans 3:28. If anyone asks you what the Reformation is about, that's it. It's not the fancy clothing of the Pope and the Cardinals. It's not some bureaucracy at the Vatican. It's about this. Because as Paul writes to the church in Corinth, about preaching in the church, we preach Christ crucified, Paul says, a stumbling block to Jews, folly to Gentiles, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men. The weakness of God is stronger than men. 1 Corinthians 1:23. We preach Christ crucified, says the apostle. We know no other sermon. Not Christ the example, not Christ the motivator, not Christ the life coach, not Christ the lawgiver, but Christ crucified. Christ the Holy One, shedding blood on the cross to atone for your sin. Christ crucified. Christ your Redeemer. Christ the one justifying you before his Father in heaven, so that by faith in Christ you are justified. That's the one sermon. Scripture, says Jesus, testifies of me. John 5:39. All Scripture testifies of Jesus. All Scripture preaches Christ crucified and the justification of the sinner by faith. If we're reading anything in Scripture and we read it as law, but not as Christ crucified in the justification of the sinner by faith, then we're reading it wrong. So Adam and Eve sin, and then the Lord in mercy comes to them and gives the promise that Eve's seed would crush Satan's head. Eve's seed, her greater son, would justify the sinner. And by faith in that promise of the Christ, Adam and Eve are justified. The promise of the seed is then preached to Cain and Abel. But Cain gives sacrifice as the way to justify himself. And by that sacrifice of self-justification, Cain is condemned. He wanted it by law. But Abel gives sacrifice of the receiving of the gift of the promise. And by faith in that promise, Abel is justified. Hebrews chapter 11. All Scripture testifies of the justification of the sinner by the promised Christ. So Abraham, the great sinner, has faith in the promise and is justified by that faith. Genesis 15:6. Later, King David, a great sinner, heard the preaching of the promise, heard the forgiveness of his sins, and was justified by faith in that promise. Psalm 51. Then the promised one, the Christ Jesus, he comes in the flesh and preaches the forgiveness of sins, justifying sinners throughout Galilee. Then in our text this morning, John 8:36, Jesus said to the Jews who had faith in him, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Free from what? In our world, we know of this word freedom. It can be freedom from debt. It can be freedom from oppression. Freedom from government tyranny. It can be freedom to travel or to speak or whatever. When Jesus says, when the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Free from what? Jesus set you free from the law. Free from the accusation of the law, for the law always accuses. Free from your guilt before the law. Free from your shame. It is always with Jesus freedom from needing to justify yourself with works of the law. Because he, Jesus, justifies you, so that you are justified never by works of the law, never by your own righteousness, never by works of your love, which is the summation of the law, but apart from the law, you are justified by faith in Christ Jesus. That's the sermon. The one sermon. Every other sermon, a sermon that sounds good in its own works of the law, a sermon that is convincing in its own grace, but grace mixed with something else like works of law, of love, a sermon on ethical living, a sermon on the motivated Christian life. Every other sermon is a sermon of law. And Jesus did not need to die on the cross if we are to still live under the law. We preach Christ crucified, Christ on the cross for every sinner. In Christ, you are free. That's the one sermon for the Christian pastor to preach. The promise preached to our parents, Adam and Eve, preached to Abel, to Abraham, to King David, to all the other great sinners of the Old Testament, preached to Peter and John and the other apostles, preached to the women at the tomb, preached to that woman at the well, to the tax collectors and drunks, preached to the centurion, to the Pharisees and teachers of the law, preached to you and me and our children, the promise that the sinner is forgiven by the blood of Christ and you are justified by faith in him. That's the one sermon, the only sermon the church knows. Romans 3:28, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. And this, so that God might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. In the name of Jesus. Amen.